The Sydney radio broadcaster Alan Jones will be forced to apologise on air next week for describing Lebanese Muslims as vermin and mongrels 7.5 years ago. The next day, the then president of the Lebanese Muslim Association, Kaiser Trad, complained of racial vilification. He won that complaint in 2009 when the Administrative Decisions Tribunal ordered Mr. Jones to apologise and 2GB to pay damages. But another 2.5 years of legal argument and appeals delayed the apology until the tribunal could wait no longer. Kaiser Trad says he's happy with the decision, but the process was too long and too costly. Peter Lloyd reports.
Alan Jones has been fighting not to say sorry for 7.5 years. These are the words the Administrative Decisions Tribunal insists Mr. Jones say between 8 and 8.30 any day next week.
On 28 April 2005, on my breakfast program on Radio 2GB, I broadcast comments about Lebanese males, including Lebanese Muslims. The comments were made following a Channel 9 television current affairs show about the conduct of young Lebanese men in Hickson Road at the Rocks. The Administrative Decisions Tribunal has found that my comments incited serious contempt of Lebanese males, including Lebanese Muslims. Those comments were in breach of the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Act. I apologise for making those comments, which I recognise were unlawful. I also apologise on behalf of Radio 2GB.
The sorry saga started back in April 2005, when Channel 9's A Current Affair broadcast scenes of Lebanese youths abusing police. It was the eve of Anzac Day. Emotions were running high. 3 days after the program, Alan Jones read out a viewer's letter on Sydney Radio 2GB.
If ever there was a clear example that Lebanese males, in their vast numbers, not only hate our country and our heritage, this was it. They have no connection to us. They simply rape, pillage and plunder a nation that's taken them in. I can't believe what I'm seeing. What did we do as a nation to have this vermin infest our shores?
The next day, the then president of the Lebanese Muslim Association, Kaiser Trad, complained of racial vilification. First, the complaint went to the Anti-Discrimination Board. Then, after 2.5 years of legal to and fro, the case was sent to the Administrative Decisions Tribunal. In December 2009, the tribunal upheld the complaint, ordered 2GB to pay damages, which it has, and Alan Jones to apologise, which he hasn't. It took until today, 7.5 years after the offensive broadcast, for a form of words to be agreed by all sides. Kaiser Trad says there simply must be a better way to get justice.
The system is very slow and the system is very convoluted and the system is open to a variety of means to delay justice. And I certainly hope that the government will reform the system to make it easier to get justice, especially for the ordinary person who may be vilified, or the minorities in Australia who regularly get vilified through the various forms of media.
Are you happy with this apology? Is it enough?
Look, it's an apology. It could have been better, but it's an apology, and I'm just grateful that they have ordered him to make this apology, and I'm grateful that after 7.5 years that he will be making this apology.
Okay, well, despite this victory, do you believe that Alan Jones in 2012 is any different to Alan Jones in 2005?
The best way to look at it is when you saw the apology that that Australian society forced him to make to the Prime Minister, that his apology added insult to injury. And if he was contrite, if he was a different person, he'd make a proper apology that acknowledges his wrongdoing. And I think what Mr. Jones really needs to do is a lot of soul searching to work out exactly what sort of a legacy he wants to leave in Australian society. And I think there's a fair way to go for him to rectify the harm that he's done to not only to the Lebanese community, but also to myself and to a lot of other people.
Kaiser Trad, former president of the Lebanese Muslim Association. Peter Lloyd reported that story.